Yo, I like this little beat.
It's actually
somebody should have told me it would be like this.
The original song is by Joey Badass. It's called Waves.
Ooh, you said a bad word.
I said his name.
Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt. You see these.
Yo, I like this type of like chill.
Well, this is J. Cole dissing Kanye and Wale.
Oh, for real?
But we deny it. Justifying a half. He drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fallen race is hard to take. Cause I believe the
first verse
said
about Kanye, then the second one's about Wale.
Swear he real, but all around
the song is old, though.
The women, the riders, you know, the yes men. Nobody with the to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these don't even write. They hit some new style,
be nice,
bubbling up, then they bite
the bass.
Damn, that's what I get for lying.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to get to the chorus.
Oh, you want to get to the chorus?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the chorus. This is a
False
nice,
prophets.
Groovy
melody
for you guys.
Be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this.
You know, actually, and this is funny how, because we are obviously, you know, talking about, you know, prophets, and I know we got a couple of J. Cole fans listening and viewing this, so.
Maybe. I feel like half our audience doesn't know who we playing. I'm going to be honest. Y'all need to do your Googles. But
yeah, no. Hey, guys, welcome to the ET Podcast. As you know, my name is Eric and is not there. But here you go. Yes, sir. And then we got my friend here.
I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the ET Podcast. This is episode 107.
107.
And this episode is called False Prophets.
False Prophets. Now, tell me about False Prophets, Trey. What do you...
So, I would go into the typical, you know, whenever somebody brings up False Prophets, they're making a reference to the Book of Revelation and stuff. And,
right.
And all of that. But... I was thinking about it because one thing that irritates me is when somebody tries to prophesy over my life. That irritates me to no end.
All right.
And so that's why I wanted to talk about this and just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I guess with like the false prophets or prophets in general, I think it is a very touchy subject. Obviously, most people that may be listening to this might not know what we're talking about, but for our fellow Christians, or actually, you know, I guess even a lot of people that don't even believe, they also have, you know, like people, you know, okay, this is interesting. And because either in the secular world or like in Christianity, there's always somebody that like prophesies or dictates your life or what your future is going to be like. You know, you even see
motivational speakers.
Yeah, there you go. Or even when you go to the Panda Express and then you get the fortune cookie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a very touchy subject because you know, there are people that kind of like, you know, I guess are in touch with, you know, the spiritual world and can foresee things. But I guess the question is, what they say, is it true or is it real or is it just emotions?
Right. And that's the thing that I'm always skeptical about. So
yeah,
I know it's probably wrong, but I write off usually whatever somebody says over me or whatever, because I don't believe it. Because why is it that God felt it necessary to tell you but not me?
Right.
You know, and so I just... It's the same thing where, you know, how people are like, God told me this and God told me that and God told me. It's like, how is God telling everybody something different? You know, like, and
right.
But then unity is preached or whatever. It's like, no, you guys are all on different agendas or what, or you allegedly hearing different things from God. And
and
I'm not, when I'm saying this, I'm not making light of prophecy and stuff and all of that. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Like certain people. Because
certain
I mean, would it be different if let's say God already told you something, right? Like through a dream or through his word or whatever, any type of interaction, because, you know, he can talk to you in different ways, even like the weirdest things. But anyways, would it be different if God told you something first and then somebody comes in and prophesies, oh, this is blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, now, I think that's more accurate because like if I had like a, I guess, for lack of a better word, premonition or whatever, and and all of that, and then a person who I've never told this before, or I've never talked to them about that, or I don't know them or whatever, they come over.
Yeah.
Go sit down. And they come up to me and they say it like word for word or something in that vein.
Right.
And they had no clue that I actually just heard this from the Lord or whatever. That can be considered authentic prophecy, and that person, you know, that's why when we were in DI, I remember Pastor Terrence was saying he never wants to say, I'm hearing this from the Lord. He always says, I believe I'm hearing this from the Lord. And I feel like that's a good way to make sure that you're not just, you know,
just saying random things. Yeah, exactly. Because I believe that, well, I mean, a lot of people tend to do that. Where they like, whether you started saying that, oh, God told me this, or God is saying this, or God is showing me.
Right.
I mean, I guess it will come down to, like, you know, showing, like, the fruits of your works. And, like, you know, eventually, I mean, if God is saying, I guess through time it's going to happen. But
yeah, and you can say it in reference to yourself, but when it comes to somebody else's life.
Nah, that's a very touchy thing.
You don't just be like, oh, I heard from the Lord about you're going to. That car you wanted, that Nissan Altima, you getting? It's like, nah. Like, I don't even like Nissan.
That is your emotion.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, and obviously we're not disregarding for people, because prophecy, it is a gift.
It's a real thing.
It is a gift from God that eventually, you know, obviously there's still prophets, you know, around, and even back in like the Old Testament, you know, they had prophets to basically, you know, edify, and that's really what it is. Prophecy, it edifies a church.
Yeah.
It's a tool that is used and should be used in church, because I mean, in my church we use it a lot, but it's in a way where, like, you know, it's like legit, because, you know, if we had all this crazy experiences, like, you know, where the music, like, let's say just like the song lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes right along with what the prophecy is saying. And then after that, like, the preaching is literally about what the songs were and about what the prophecy was. And it's just like everything lines up. And that is something, like, you know, I don't call the sister, like, you know, earlier that day or morning, hey, you know, we're going to do this. So maybe say something along these lines. Or she's not calling the pastor, you know, hey, pastor, this is what I'm going to say. So preach about this. You know what I mean? It's not like that. And that's where, you know, it's kind of like real. Because prophecy, it does edify the church. It helps the church. It kind of like it's a tool that is used to, like, I guess, like help the church move forward. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But you like, I mean, I guess it is a very touchy subject when like a person does come up to you and tells you, hey, God is telling me this or is showing me this, because you know, one thing that I've learned is that we shouldn't really disregard everything that, like, let's say a prophet does come and say to us, because we should always take the good and throw out the bad.
Yeah.
Because out of all the stuff that they say, I mean, if there's some words along there that actually are pertaining to your life, then, all right, you know, maybe it is a thing, you know, but if it's other stuff that don't really regard to you or whatever, then maybe not. But
right.
That's where you got to come and be smart about all of that stuff. You know, if you are getting, I guess, you know, a word from God. Mm-hmm. But, dude, where did this come to be? Like, why did we start talking about this?
Well, I mean, I've had several instances in my life where it's just like somebody just randomly came up to me and was just like, oh, yeah, God's. Okay, so twice last year, two different people came up to me and said that. And one of the people, I don't doubt it. Okay, so in these two instances, so the first lady came up to me and my wife, was basically prophesying over us and stuff, and she was like, you know, Denise is gonna go from the bottom to the top, and nobody will be able to explain it. And in a sense, it did happen.
Right.
But then when she was talking about me, she was like, you know, you're going to be a very successful businessman and stuff. And like, you're going to be wanting to like dress nice and stuff, dress like, I don't know if she said suits. I don't remember whatever, but I was just sitting there like, don't tell me that because I'm extremely impatient. So I don't like to hear stuff like that, you know, for me, just for my own sanity.
Right.
So that was that instance, you know, just her prophesying all these good things. And, I put stock into what she says because I believe she actually hears from the Lord. Now, wow. I'm not going to take that as face value. I mean, maybe there is some emotion in there or whatever, you know, whatever. But a lot of the stuff that she has prophesied has come to pass. So she has a pretty good track record, you know.
Wow.
The other person, she's a sweet lady. I mean, but I don't know. But she just randomly came up to me. And Denise, again, this is a different lady, but came up to me and Denise and was like, oh, God's got something big for you guys. It was like, yeah, you better get ready. You better blah, blah, blah. Just kind of vague.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. More like a...
Yeah.
Like a cheerful like type of word.
Right. And so that also is just like why tell me that, you know? Right. And I don't know. It's just to me it's not encouraging.
Yeah. Maybe if they don't come as like this is God what God wants me to tell you. I think it'd be like I guess if anybody, you know, whoever listens has that gift or whatever, maybe sometimes, you know, instead of putting the emotion, I guess you really have to, like, explain yourself, like, okay, is it really God or is it just you wanting to, like, just, you know, give them a word of encouragement? Because yeah, then that's
maybe,
different.
Maybe that's what
because that would be different, yeah. Like, if I come to you, like, it's not God saying, but, hey, I feel like telling you this. But, you know, that's different.
But you notice how with the first lady, it was more specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, like, very specific, like... Her saying that Denise is going to go from the bottom to the top and people are going to be questioning it. That literally happened.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's not at the very top, but she's close. You
right,
know?
Right.
And so with me saying about business and stuff, it's like I have three different businesses. So that's right. Like kind of on the nose, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, yeah. But
yeah, no, that's
I don't know.
Good.
For me, I don't like hearing that stuff because I'm the type of person that like it may be a lack of faith, I don't know, but I'm just gonna say it. I never am like overly, you know how people be like you hear like these stories and stuff. Like actually I was just watching like a video about Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey was homeless and stuff and like trying to chase his dreams and he was saying that when he was in school everybody was supposed to write down what they wanted to be when they grow up or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, I'm going to be on TV. And his teacher was like, why would you write something so stupid like that?
Wow.
You can't even hardly speak, you know,
right.
Or well, because he had a stuttering issue. And so said stuff like that. But see, I never say like whether it's a song, I just put out this project. Supernova piece 2. I'm not gonna be like, oh, this the one right here. I don't say stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I'm out of here, or oh, I'm finna blow up or something like, or that's gonna be me. Like, I don't like saying stuff like that just because the chance is the chance that it cannot happen.
Right.
I don't say it. So I don't know if it's maybe a self confidence issue or what. Or but, if it's a lack of faith or whatever it is, but I don't like to say definite stuff.
I mean, maybe, you know? Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see your point, but at the same time, yeah, you got to trust yourself, though. I mean, if that's something because I see it in two different ways, because I learned not to overtalk, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like for certain things like that, like I would just, you know, even ideas, because I have so many ideas, so like ideas, I would just rather just keep it to myself, and actually if I want to do it, then go for it.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I know what you mean. Maybe you're your type of thing, like person that doesn't need to like shout it out or let it known to the world, but just, you know, work on yourself.
I've seen this movie too many times. You got some hot-headed dude, a rapper. I've seen it numerous times with rappers. The rappers like, oh, yeah, man, like this the one right here. This
right.
it. I'm
and it
out
doesn't
here,
turn
whatever.
Out.
Not even a not even that much, that many months later or something like that, nobody has said their name or nothing. They just disappear. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like doing that, you know?
Yeah,
even with video games, I don't like going into a game against, like, an opposite team or something like, oh, y'all finna get smacked or whatever.
No,
and
I feel you.
And the other side of the game, we lose. And we got demolished.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Yeah, and then when people come and say to you, I mean, I know what you mean.
I don't
and I guess
be a
that's
false prophet.
Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, your experience. I guess for me, I guess it comes down like to me. I guess is like more to like because I had a lot of people prophesy a lot of things into me, but I feel like at the end of the day, I kind of have to evaluate it, what God has told me already in my life, and like whether those things like actually match according to my life and where my life is going. And at the end of the day, it comes down to like myself, you know, because they can say so many cool things. And if I'm not actually working on it, then, you know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But there has been instances where, like, you know, God has, and I guess I can get really personal on this. Dude, I was told this when I was probably, like, I don't know, like 12 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. That I guess I'm being really vulnerable with you guys today. But basically, this lady, and she was actually a youth pastor. She was like, okay, so God is telling me that you need to be careful with yourself and be careful with women, right, throughout your life. And because eventually it's going to come down to a point where, you know, if you play with girls' hearts, then, you know, bad things will happen. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I did not listen. And eventually, I mean, and this stuff that, you know, that eventually happened, you know, obviously it's you know, it happened. It happened because why? Because I did not listen to it.
Right.
But at that moment is where I actually like realized that, dang, I really made a mistake and I should have listened to it. And it always was in the back of my head, you know, every single time that, you know, like a situation would happen. And, you know, like that would come to remembrance, like that moment. Now, remember, we were literally having like with a group of people, we were having like breakfast in this kitchen and she randomly stopped everybody and she said, I need to talk to Eric. Mm. And then like she came up to me and like talked to me and told me that. And I was like, dang. And now, obviously, and not too long ago, honestly, like I would say probably, I don't know, a while. Well, not too long ago. Well, no, it's been a while. But that I finally like came to realization that, wow, what she said was real. And I didn't like acknowledge it. I didn't really, you know, listen to what God, you know, was telling me, you know, and at an early age, and imagine like obviously all this regretful and all this stuff like comes to me, but it's like, well, I don't know. I mean, obviously in a way it's like God was warning me and I didn't take his advice. And obviously now I went through the experience and now I have the consequences. Now I learn through the consequences rather than like learning from like advice from what he had for me.
Right.
And obviously, I mean, for me, that's like a very like truthful experience. And that's the reason why, obviously with what we're talking about, we're not disregarding anybody that has that gift or whatever,
right.
Because it is real. Mm-hmm. It is real. Whether you use it for the good or whether you use it for the bad,
right.
Obviously, if people, you know, in the secular, they use it, and obviously they are, you know, they do kind of foresee it because, I mean, if you channel in with whatever type of spirituality, you're gonna see, you know, something. Whether it's with God, obviously, is good, and you know, with the other end, obviously, it might be a little reality but distorted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why we got to be really careful, with all that stuff. And I guess this was kind of like a, you know, something that, you know, came to be because we were talking about this like on the phone and,
yeah.
And we're like, well, why don't we just talk about it? Cause I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we had experiences like that. So,
yeah, definitely have. Man.
So, but yeah, I mean, I guess that's a little, maybe there'll be a part two about my experiences and
we could, could further expand on
advices
it.
Yeah. From my experiences and what I've learned. But
yeah,
guys, well, we're going to wrap it up. We really appreciate your time. You know, obviously you guys will listen to this either on YouTube, you know, Spotify, Apple, Instagram, keep following us. And, What else? Apple Podcasts?
Join us on Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram. Hey, yeah. So
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we'll keep it up. There's gonna be different changes, and I know we've been talking about this, but
it takes time.
It will happen. So. It will happen. It's coming through.
Yeah.
And obviously we're getting advice and help from a lot of people that really been supporting us, giving us advice and just little things. So, but anyways, thank you very much, guys, and you guys have yourself a great, great, great week.
Yep. We will see you guys later.
Navi, and this is bye. Navi.
Say bye.
Peace.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
See y'all.